Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Electric Penis Pump Extender Men's Sex Toys. Pumps and enlarges vacuum male masturbator with 5 suction modes and waterproof. Cock sleeve sexual enhancer for gay men glands. Bigger, stronger erection from OxyFort. So this is just a penis pump. All that stuff about it being like a masturbator and for gay men, and none of that is true. It's just a penis pump. You can masturbate with it, but you really shouldn't. And also, you should not be pumping your penis with an erection. You should be putting your flaccid penis in and having the pump kind of stretch and enlarge it, rather than trying to like jerk off with it. That can actually hurt your shit, so don't do that. Anyway, this is a pretty good penis pump, and it's less than $30. It's already 10% off. It's $26.99. I have a 10% off coupon. So yeah, if you're in the market for a penis pump, here you go. So what I really like about this one, and I haven't reviewed just a penis pump in a long time, it's very well made, very durable. It's very simple controls. You have this finger button, looks like a hand pointing. You long press it to turn it on, and you short press it to basically release the suction. So if it starts to hurt, you can, you know, click it and it'll release the suction. And then the lips, that cycles through the modes. So there's 10 modes. 3 of them are like low, medium, high, and then you have the patterns, you know, what you're expecting. It has 2 caps. One of them is for, you know, smaller guys, and the other one's for girthier guys. This may be hard to see. On the side of the chamber, there are measurement markers. So you can measure how big you are before using it, after using it. You can measure your progress over time. Just a word of advice. So I have reviewed these before, and you know, I was genuinely curious if these things worked. So the first time I reviewed a penis pump, I used it for over a week, monitoring my progress. It does make your penis longer, but only when it's flaccid. When you get an erection, all that additional length gets pulled back into girth, and you get like a soda can dick. So be aware of that. I have heard from people who've used these longer term that it does eventually translate into a longer erection. So I don't know. I can't confirm that. I only used it for like a week. However, one thing I do want to bring up about this toy, or this penis pump rather, is it has some type of a sensor in it. See, normally these things suck, 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 and then they let go in some kind of a pattern, or they just keep sucking until it hurts, and you have to like hit a button to get it to stop. This one has some type of a sensor. So to demonstrate this, I'm going to put the cap on. I'm going to use the skinny cap, okay? So I put the cap on. I'm going to grab something real quick. Now, YouTube won't let me show anything that looks like human anatomy because that's considered nudity. So this is the mallet for a Tibetan singing bowl. It's made out of solid wood. And this is going to be our penis proxy. But what I want to demonstrate, though, is the way that the pump will stop pumping once it gets to an optimal suck. So when I used this, it got to 17, and then over time, after like a few minutes of relaxing, it got up to 19, but then it would just stay there. It would like alternate between 17 and 19, 17 and 19, and it just kind of stayed in that range. So I'm gonna use a solid wood Tibetan singing bowl mallet to demonstrate. So we're gonna put it into the hole. All right, so we're just putting it into the hole just to demonstrate this. And we're going to long press this button to turn on the pump. Okay, and we're gonna turn this to high. So we're gonna click the lips 3 times. 1, 2, 3. All right. And see how it's staying at 5. It's going to 6 and then back to 5, 6 back to 5, 6 back to 5. So this is the optimal suck for this wooden mallet. It somehow just knows not to suck too hard, not to keep sucking. So for the wooden mallet, it stops at a 5 or a 6. When I put my penis in it, it went up to like a 17 to a 19, but it just kind of knows. And I don't know if the other ones did that. I'm actually pretty impressed, because what this means is you don't have to babysit it. You don't have to constantly like play with the buttons and let off the suction and put the suction back on. It just continually sucks, but it maintains a certain level. So it's not, you could tell it's pulling, but it doesn't hurt. So this is kind of like a hands-free penis pump. You could just put this on and then just kind of just let it go And then, you know, you could work on something. I mean, your penis is going to be hanging out of your pants. So, you know, don't go outside or anything. But if you're, like, working from home or working on something, you could have this sucking on your penis, stretching it out. And then you can just go, you know, do whatever you got to do. You don't even have to, because it's using suction, you don't have to use like some kind of a strap or a harness to keep it attached to you. You can just wear like a pair of loose-fitting shorts and just put the loose-fitting shorts over it and then just sit down at your desk or whatever you're working on, and this will just suck and stretch your penis for, it said that the battery lasts 60 minutes before the battery runs out. So, you know, up to an hour, you can just let this suck on your dick. Now, again, you don't want to get an erection. The point of this is not to masturbate. The point of this is actually to stretch your dick out. But you let it work its magic for like an hour until the battery runs low. And then you just, when you're done, you long press this to turn this off. All right. And then you just pull your stuff out. And there you go. As far as cleaning goes, the caps are only stretched on. So you can just pull them off, rinse them out, no problem. The chamber is basically pressed in, so there's no screw, there's no snap, it's just kind of pushed in. So you just pull this out and rinse this off super easily. And the mechanism, it shouldn't be dirty. You might want to, you know, maybe take a flushable wipe to clean off this part if it's like sweaty or something from your dick sweat. Other than that, you don't need lube. You could just basically stuff your soft penis in here, no lube, no nothing, let it go for an hour. And over time, you should see your length increase. Now, again, I've heard that will translate to a longer erection with long enough use. I haven't confirmed that, but it will at least stretch out your flaccid penis. So if you have to like go swimming or something and you're afraid someone might notice your flaccid micro penis, you can increase the length of your flaccid penis with a pump. So there you go. So if you're already doing something, if you're self-conscious about your penis size and you're doing some type of a technique, whether it's jelking or whatever, to try to increase your length, you should try something like this. And it's only $26.99. I have a 10% off coupon code on top of the price. So this is really cheap. We're talking about $25. Well, less than $25. So yeah, and it's good, really high quality. This mechanism is really well constructed. I'm really impressed, just the quality of the construction. As far as the, you know, and it's got a waterproof port to cover up the power. Now it does use a proprietary cable, which I'm not super excited about. I prefer USB, but it is what it is. Other than that though, really impressed with this pump. So check it out. Check out OxyFort. Anyway, so that's all I have to say about this. Use the coupon code, saves 10%. Thank you, OxyFort, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.